This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The nation is celebrating Constitution Day today. The theme of this year's celebration is Hamara Samvidhan, Hamara Swabhiman. The main function will be held in the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan in New Delhi. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Union Ministers and Members of Parliament will attend the event. The President will lead the reading of the preamble of the Constitution. During the program, the translated version of the Constitution of India will be released in 9 languages, including Malayalam, Marathi, Nepali, Punjabi, Bodo, Kashmiri, Telugu, Odia and Assamese. A commemorative booklet, Bharat Ki Samvidhan Se Kala or Calligraphy, will also be released. Our correspondent reports that this year marks the 76th anniversary of adoption of its constitution. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Safran Aircraft Engine Services India SAESI facility at the GMR Aerospace and Industrial Park in Hyderabad today through video conferencing. The Prime Minister's office said in a statement that SAESI is Safran's dedicated maintenance, repair and overhaul MRO facility for leading-edge aviation propulsion engines. The MRO facility will be a major step towards the goal of self-reliance in the aviation sector. Developing indigenous capabilities in MRO will reduce foreign exchange outflow, create high-value jobs, strengthen supply chain resilience and position India as a global aviation hub. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hoisted the Dharma Dhwaja on the spire of Sri Rama Janmabhoomi Temple at Ayodhya in Uttar Pradesh yesterday, marking the completion of the temple's construction. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said the flag represents the renaissance of Indian civilization and stands as a testament that truth ultimately triumphs over falsehood.
Aaj sampurna Bharat, sampurna Vishwa, Ram Maya hai. हर राम भक्त के हृदय में अद्वितीय संतोष है, असीम कृतज्ञता है, अपार अलौकिक आनंद है, सदियों के घाव भर रहे हैं, सदियों की वेदना आज विराम पा रही है, सदियों का संकल्प आज सिद्धि को प्राप्त हो रहा है, आज उस यज्ञ की पूर्णाहुति है जिसकी अग्नि 500 वर्ष तक प्रज्वलित रही।
Later, Prime Minister Modi participated in a special program commemorating the 350th Shahidi Divas of Shri Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji at Kurukshetra in Haryana. Mr. Modi released a special coin and a commemorative stamp marking the 350th Shahidi Divas of the revered Guru. Minister for Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairy Rajiv Rajan Singh will confer the National Gopal Ratna Awards 2025 on the occasion of National Milk Day today in New Delhi. During the event, a series of key initiatives include the inauguration of breed multiplication farms, the launch of guidelines for minimum requirements of veterinary infrastructure in India, and the launch of Basic Animal Husbandry Statistics 2025, providing updated and comprehensive data for policy planning schedule. The ministry said that a special highlight of the event will be the flagging off of 20 national program for dairy development program assisted milk tankers of Mohali Milk Union Milk Federation by the union minister. It further said that this significant initiative underscores the government's commitment to improving the dairy supply chain infrastructure and ensuring that farmers and consumers alike benefit from the enhanced logistics and service delivery. India will launch formal negotiations on a free trade agreement, FTA, with Russia-led Eurasian Economic Union, EAEU, today. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal announced at the FTA discussions with the five-member EAEU comprising Russia, Armenia, Belarus, Kazakhstan and Kyrgyzstan will begin in New Delhi following the signing of the Terms of Reference on August 20, 2025. The terms of reference lay out an 18-month roadmap focused on opening new markets for Indian businesses, particularly micro, small and medium enterprises, farmers and fishermen. The International Cricket Council, ICC, has announced the schedule for the ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2026. The tournament will begin on February 7th with India and Sri Lanka acting as co-hosts. The match between India versus Pakistan cricket match will take place on February 15th at the R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo. And that is the end of this news bulletin.